Hey Peter, this is gonna sound like a weird question, but I'm not sure you actually exist because we have never met in person.
Isn't that wild? 2.5 years, I think you've been on this show. We have never met in person. It's because we're remote. You're in DC. I'm in Phoenix. And the fact is, Scott, this is interesting. We're not alone. There are so many people out there who are getting much less face-to-face time with other humans, according to surveys. American social habits have changed dramatically. We spend less and less time in sports leagues, in book clubs, going to church, going to happy hours with coworkers, like we could do if we were in the same place. And the trend, well, it started well before the pandemic. Derek Thompson has been writing about this and digging into the data. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic, and he joins us now by Skype. Derek, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So actually, we've never met either. We've been talking for even longer than 2.5 years, I think. And before we get into what our social lives look like now as Americans, what did they look like before? How social were Americans of previous eras?
Well, in a way, you could say that America was sort of the king of extroversion. Early in its history, certainly in the 1800s, visitors from Europe, most notably people like Alexis de Tocqueville, were astonished at how much Americans seemed to enjoy getting out and hanging out. We constantly were getting out and starting new associations, unions, memberships, clubs, churches, political parties, newspapers. We basically had the most extroverted mojo of any country in the world, it seemed. But something's clearly changed in the last few decades. And I'm not the first, second, or 10,000th person to point this out. Maybe most famously, in the 1990s, there was a book by the sociologist Robert Putnam called Bowling Alone, where he gathered a bunch of statistical evidence to prove that Americans didn't have the same extroverted mojo that they had, certainly in the middle of the 20th century and before. And the point of this article that I wrote last week is, actually, if you thought things were bad when Bob Putnam wrote Bowling Alone, my God, things are so much worse now.
Well, in fact, you combed through the American Time Use Survey. This is an annual government poll, and it lays out just how much social habits have changed in the last couple decades. What did you find? How stark are the results?
The headline result is this. For American adults, we are spending 30% time less doing face-to-face socializing than we did just 20 years ago. For American teenagers, the decline is 50%. It's just over 45%, so almost 50%. I mean, so basically think that for every hour that a teenager, that a high schooler was spending with friends in the physical world in the 1980s, 1990s, they now spend 30 minutes less about doing so now. I mean, this is an historical 20-year change, a halving, essentially, of face-to-face social time among teens. But it's really happening for all ages, for all ethnicities, and for all incomes, this decline in face-to-face socializing.
Listen, I feel this every day in my own life. Not only was I once a teenager who loved to be out of the house and doing things and socializing, I have a teenager now at home. And I think it's fair to say that most days she'd rather stay in her room than go out. And I don't want to sound like a curmudgeonly old person, but things have drastically changed. Derek, what do you think the consequence of that is?
There are a ton of consequences. I mean, one is the government does a lot of different surveys. One is the American Time Use Survey that tells us how much time we spend, say, working, eating, spending time face-to-face. Another is the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which asks teenagers how happy or sad they are. And as I've written many times for The Atlantic, as I've talked about many times on this show, the share of teenagers who say that they are sad consistently, hopeless persistently, anxious persistently, has never been higher. So, I'm relatively extroverted, I guess. I'm sort of, I think I took a test once and said I was a charismatic introvert, whatever that means. if people were happy spending time alone, party of one, it would be ridiculous for me to shame them for preferring to spend time alone. But what's important to me is that teens and older adults are spending much, much more time by themselves at the exact same time that lots of evidence shows their anxiety and sadness and hopelessness is surging to record highs.
And one of the important questions, I think, is why. Now, I was very surprised to learn that this was happening long before the pandemic, when most of us forgot what it was like to socialize for at least a little while. So the only other culprit that I can think of, and again, I don't know if this is being fair or not, but it's screen time and cell phones. What do you think?
I think you have to look at screen time and cell phones as a major culprit here. It's ridiculous to try to describe a graph on the radio, but I'll attempt that ridiculousness right now. If you look at, for example, the percent of teens who say they went out with their friends two or more times in the last week, between 1975 and 2005, you basically have a very slowly declining line. It's only around 2012, 2014 that things really fall off a cliff. And then, of course, during the pandemic, they really accelerate down. This is a 15-year-old trend, really, that we're looking at. And if you think, you know, what happened that changed the texture of teenage life 15 years ago, it's ridiculous to not think about screens. At the same time, I think it's important to say
just
that
quickly,
people are looking,
please.
Sure, people are looking at other things as well. I think that you look at our built environment, you look at the fact that we have to drive around to see each other. You know, America is not perhaps built optimally for us to spend time face to face.
Derek Thompson at The Atlantic, thank you very much. Lots
thank
to think
you.
About.